Is that conditioned? After now, I know it's a shitter. It's okay. What is the subject? Why are we discussing?
The policy is in Ba'av is the Sugur in at the moment in the Pekka Makshav, the last.
Oh, nice.
Sliches is Kabbalah is Sugur in Ba'av, no?
Everything. Okay, good afternoon. Obviously, you're holding already by Sliches. I just said it before in a different Shiva, we call it Sliches. You should call it Bakoshas. Slicha means forgiveness, Bakoshas means requesting. It would be more practical to call it Bakashot, asking. Slicha is something which is a response. Hashem says, Salachti kidvarecha, forgave you. So I would say Slichas. And the answer is that when you come forward and speak to Hashem and talking to Him, you have to be deeply convinced that Hashem will answer you. You know, knocking on somebody's door, a total stranger, and tell him, you know, I need an apartment, can you give me $100,000? I mean, you don't have any expectations that you're going to get it. You wouldn't have any expectation. But you have a very rich father, and you know that he loves you very dearly, and he has endless, boundless money, and you tell him, you know, Daddy, I need $100,000 to get an apartment. You go to him with full confidence. There's no reason why he shouldn't give it to you. And we go to Hashem and talk to him. We say, Hashem, I'm expecting slicha. I'm expecting 1,000,000% forgiveness. You have to forgive me. Because I know you love me. I know you can't afford to hurt me. And I'm asking this. I'm not asking bakasha, a request. I'm demanding of you full confidence, slicha. You forgive me. Slachti kidvarecha. Forgive me. Therefore we call it slichot. Question is, why should we be so overly confident? Why should we deserve that? Why should we feel so secured that Hashem has to give it to us? We have to find the patent. There must be a certain secret code, a secret patent that we know how to avoid and how to bypass the whole Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, and not to stand trial to begin with. Imagine you have been caught on the most terrible criminal acts, tax evasion, murder, you name it. And finally you have been caught, and finally you've been put on trial. So of course you go to a good criminal lawyer. Now, what do you think? A criminal lawyer is a magician? When you evaded $1,000,000 taxes and you killed 200 so many people, you plotted with the Al-Qaeda, so what is the criminal lawyer going to help you? You don't expect him to win the case. What is winning? Postponement, play trick. You have no right to judge me, you have no right to put me on trial, you have no jurisdiction over me. All kind of legal technicalities, postponing it, pushing off. That's a good criminal lawyer. Criminal lawyer is not a magician, he just can't turn the facts around. But he could postpone it. We're standing trial on Rosh Hashanah. And it's unavoidable. There's a trial. Kol bo olam, Oyvim Rufonov Kivnei Meroin, every creature being scrutinized by Hashem, one by one, totally. Now what does it mean one by one? Kivnei Meroin, individually. You know, when we have a collective responsibility to deliver something, like an army has to win a war. So we're being judged and tried as a collective group. Had we done our job? Not. You don't take any individual and throw the whole fault at him. You faulted. It's all your fault. You don't take every single one and throw the whole case against him. is our function as Am Yisrael, as a Jewish nation, as a collective function, and I'm a part of it. And we are being put on trial. But now, Chazal said, we go individually, screwing us individually. Mitzvah Hashem throws the whole package on me. On me, it's my fault. And actually, that echoes that Mishnah, which Chayv Adam Lo Yimei Bishvil Nivra Olam, a person has to say, the world has been created for me. And if you delivered what you're supposed to deliver, you gave Hashem a whole world. And if you didn't, you destroyed Hashem a full world. And we're being tried on Rosh Hashanah, we have such a trial that you're actually responsible for everything. You will be asked, what did you do about the war in the Tzafon? A million people were misplaced. What did you do wrong? Everything. Bishvil Nivraim, you take full responsibilities. Question is, are you? How can you stand trial? How can you win this trial? You say, in the Slichot, Poichzim v're'adim yom be'echo, we tremble and shiver for the day of coming. It's the terrible day is coming. I'm going to stand there totally alone. And Hashem will say, you know what happened this year? Every suffering and everything, it's all your fault. It's all for you. What did you do about it? Are you prepared for that? How can you? So we go to our defensive lawyers who are supposed to defend us. And there's a certain trick here. And we say to Hashem, you know what, I'll tabo b'mishpatiman, don't come into jail. Kalizah, I can't even make it. Who could stand trial? And we have a certain confidence, a certain trick. Now, who is the prosecutors? The Satan, Yitzhara. He's the one who's collecting evidence against us. Not one thing is being forgotten. Every thought and every word and every deed. And he has a whole files to prosecute against us. And what do we do? So, says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lama Marine talking to Shiyashvim, Lama Marine talking to Shanamlim. Why do we blow when we, right after Shachris, after a full Musaf? Because why we sit? Why do we blow again while we stand in Shemin Esra? Why? As the Gemara, Valber is a sort, to confuse the Satan, to mix him up. Why is he mevavel? And he maybe you blow once, well, he's expecting it. Why are you blowing twice? Blowing twice, the simon that you love mitzvahs. You're not giving up on the blowing of the shofar. He gets all confused. He doesn't know what to do. What does he do? Instead of presenting the case, the din, he doesn't know what to do with this. It's going to work against him. It's going to backfire on him. And the Zohar HaKodesh says, when the voice of Shefer comes up in heaven, he gets up from the chair of the of judgment. Yeshua Kisa Rachmi sits on the chair of Rachmi, and he banishes the din. I'm sorry, there's no din. And Satan doesn't want to know. He has files and files of loaded sins. So what does he do with it? He's very much afraid of it. Doesn't know it's explosive. So throws it into the river. We touch from Tzidisem Kolcha to Seyem, throw it into the water, that we do the Tashkof. Shon afternoon. We just get rid of all our sins. Olo Elokim betruo, says the Zohar. Olo Elokim. We rise Hashem betruo. Without blowing of the shofar, we rise him. We're getting up. There's no din. And that actually is our confidence. Because we do see, we don't emphasize in the month of Elul, on our trial. We don't emphasize. Because if we should have really emphasized on our trial, it should be logical, we should make a series of mitzvah the whole month of Elul. We should make Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah. We should walk into the trial as we walk out Motzi Yom Kippur, feeling accomplished, Lachti Kidvarechu, atoned. We don't do this. We only start banging away with tshuvah, with alchei, it's only a series of mitzvah. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention any sins. We don't confess. We're only praying for Hashem. Timul Chatzal Avadecha, you reign as a king. Loicha Kolim Kulu Vichodecha, you be king. We're just praying for Hashem's sake, for king. What is our confidence? He be supposed to be out of Melbech with time and shiur for the day of coming. I'm going to stand trial. Mi Yomus Mi Yicha, who's going to live, who's going to die, who's going to be rich, who's going to be poor, who's going to suffer, who not. Everything which is happening is being tried on Rosh Hashanah, and individually Hashem is holding me responsible for everything, and here I'm not even preparing myself. I say, Slicha, Slichot. Him you have to forgive. I mean, we're not afraid. Montefiore's God, you may harachamim, did you have mercy? What is your confidence? That's the question. And we see, and that's the mitzvah, as the Chazal, the Tur brings down the Medrash, and you see in such a nation as the Jewish people, they must be crazy. Bent, stands trial about capital punishment, who knows what does he do? He said, he's clothed black, he's all fasting, he's beside himself. And the Jewish people, what do they do? They wash and bathe, and they shave, and they dress up, and they go making a nice suda, wishing everyone from the table. And the Jew even has a nerve, with signs, simanim, Rosh Hashanah night, there was a sweet year, this Rosh Hashanah Zonav, they're giving orders to Hashem. We didn't, tomorrow is a trial, you're giving greater orders to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nerim Betuchim, you have to show you're confident, you're happy. What? What is the trick? And we learn in Nehemiah that the Oile Bovel, those who came out from Bovel after the Galut, they're totally assimilated, they married out, non-Jewish women. And finally, Ezra brought them up to Yerushalayim. Came the first Rosh Hashanah, they were devastated. They were devastated. They have to face their Creator. Look how we look. Where coming from? They were sad. They were prepared to fast Rosh Hashanah. Comes Nehemiah, and he says to them, "Va'atim al ta'atzu. Don't panic. Don't be sad. Ichlu mashmanim, shesu mamtakim. Eat good, fat meals. Shesu mamtakim, sweet. Drink good sweet wines. Tnu monos le'nochanoi." Give gifts those who are not being prepared. Why? Kechedvas Hashem hu meuschem. Says the Chasam Sofer, Kechedvas Hashem, the fact that you have a trait that you could make Hashem happy, hu meuschem, this is your confidence, this is your strength. You have no other strength. Nobody could stand trial. And here we go again, as we mentioned before, the next day we have the secret ammunition which is called Shofar. And when the sultan hears that you blow twice, he goes crazy. Mitbalbel. We love mitzvahs. He doesn't know what to do with this. He collects it all against us. All of a sudden he throws it into the river. He gets rid of it as fast as possible. Why? Because you love mitzvahs. You blow twice. Not once. So what if you love mitzvahs? Well, if you love mitzvahs, you serve Hashem out of love. If Hashem out of love, you're doing tshuva out of love. You're doing tshuva out of love. Every affair becomes a mitzvah. So mitzvah says, I work for the Jews. I collected every little petty avera to keep it against them. And what are they doing with it? They're converting it into mitzvahs. I'm not working for them. So he gets rid of it, throws it into the river. Why should I work for the given mitzvahs? But the question, what is the trick? That's the question.
What about Shabbos when there's no shofar? How does that affect the
Torah? The Shabbos is Zichron Truah. It doesn't have to be the actual code. The fact that we are ready, Zichron Truah.
Yeah, could you show me Shabbos?
Yeah, that's forget. Yeah.
I wanted to ask the Rabbi, why does the Saturn fall for it every year?
Well, how does he do it every year? Yeah, he's such a fool. He keeps forgetting it for every year. Yeah. That's to be a good question. Answer it in a nutshell. This is a very serious point. Now there's a machlokes in Gemara when the world was created. If Shua says it was created on Nisan. The Beleza said it was created on Tishrei, Kofi Elul. Okay? Comes the Tosfos, as usual, the individual time. Both of them are right. One creation was done in reality, the Maisa, and the other creation was done in Machshava, in thought. And there was two creations. I applied to at this Ber Reishis base, the big base Reishis. There's two Reishis, there's two beginnings. There's a creation of thoughts, and there's a creation of Maisa. The Maisa was in Nisan, and the Machshava was in Tishrei. Pusip Shat. On Nisan, everything was done lemaisa, physical reality, factually. Also, we as a Jewish nation, the same machlokes is on the Gula, when are we being redeemed? In Nisan or Tishrei. Same thing. The creation is, there's a physical creation, the world, and there is Am Yisrael, which is the purpose of creation. Just like the world was created two creations, so Yisrael was created in two, in Tosh and lemaisa. Nisan, everything took place. The physical world was actually created on Nisan. If you know that once in 28 years, a bless on the sun, and the sun comes back to the original point where it was originated. It always falls on the fourth day of Nisan, on Wednesday, because that's the way it was. So once in 28 years, the sun comes back to the original point where it was hanged originally, B'Shamayim. When was that? On Wednesday, Dalet Nisan. So we do see that we actually credit the actual physical creation on Nisan. So why do we say Rosh Hashanah? Yom Zeh Tchilas Masechu, this is the beginning of creation. Or the Marishas Sinda Rosh Hashanah, Yvastrat Rosh Hashanah, and Yvastrat Rosh Hashanah, that's in Tishri. That's Aleph Tishri, that's Kofi Elul. Well, this is the man of Machshove. The same creation which there is in Lemaisa, the same creation was there in Tots, in Machshove. So why do we apply it, our Rosh Hashanah, to the Tots? Why don't we apply it to the Lemaisa? Why is there needed to be two creations? We have been given on Nisan, the world has been created in Nisan. We have been redeemed on Nisan, Atu Bachaton, we have been chosen on Nisan. We have been given the Torah through Nisan, after the Sfira Soim and Shavuos. It's all, Nisan is Rosh HaMe'adim. So, what was given in the Torah? In the Torah was given Shulchan Aruch, 630 mitzvot, which is Shulchan Aruch. Maisim, act. But in the act of do's and don't do's, Machshava Enim is Sarah from Maisim. What you have in mind, all kinds of stupidities, it's totally ignored. It's not a part of you. Certain Machshava, you're not supposed to think, which is avoid the Zorah, Kfira, denying of Hashem, this is actually a Maisim. But every other Machshava, which you have all kinds of stupidities, we have in mind of fantasies, all of things, is totally non-existent. Because we live in Olam HaMaisim, we're only being put on trial for actual deeds. Stupidities which you have in mind, you're not being put on trial, unless those are some extra negative thoughts, which is avoid the Zorah. Beside this, Machshava Nishmut Sarah from Maisim. Because we are people of physical people. We are Jews and receive Torah and Sinai, Kofel HaMajiri, is L'Maisim. But there is also a creation of Machshava. What is the creation of Machshava? The real Bechira, the real choice, who are we, what are we, what are we doing with ourselves, is really in Machshava. There, Hashem is in our hand. In Maisim, we are in Hashem's hand. Hu levado osu yasuch ala Maisim, but everything that we do, actually, we do it all with Hashem's help. And the world is being affected with our Maisim, but that's Kofel HaMachigigis. But in Machshava, how do you view Hashem? What is Hashem for you? How do you appreciate yourself as being Jewish? You may be 100% perfect Jew, doing actually every mitzvah with all the yidur, with all the chumras, but in your mind, you're very miserable, very unhappy Jew. I wish I would never be born Jewish. I wish I would never be born to begin with. Who needs this headache for? But now I'm stuck already, I might as well be a good Jew. I don't want to take the consequence results. So you could be lemaisa, a perfect Jew, in Machshava, like total non-existence. Sad. You wish you would never be. Or could be opposite. You could be a man who lemaisa can be a Jew. You never learned. You have many handicaps, many limitations. You can deliver almost nothing. But you're all devoted and dedicated and fortunate that I could serve Hashem and I want to do for Hashem whatever I could do. And if you have the choice of the two, and you have to pick one of them, what do you think is better? To be an actual, physical, practicing, beautiful Jew, but in your mind you're miserable, you wish you never would have been here? Or being a very limited person that you can't deliver, you cannot deliver, you can't learn, nothing goes into your head, but you're fortunate, you're thankful, Hashem, you're my Hashem, and I'm your child, and so on and so on. What is the real you? Is the commitment in your mind, how you feel about yourself, your relation to Hashem, or what actually you are delivering? That's the question. Now, if we would have to deal with a man which needs our service, he's a king, a boss of a dom, and he has to be served by army, whatever that is, and you would present such a question, who does the king better appreciate? He's good, full practicing soldier, delivers everything, but in his mind is very unhappy. I couldn't care less what he thinks, deliver what he's supposed to deliver. What good I have that you don't give anything, but you're happy to be my servant? It's because this boss of Adam, king, needs you. But we're talking about serving Hashem. Does Hashem really need us? What does Hashem really need us for? Can we give anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can we make him happy? Can we make him miserable? The only thing which you could really give him, which is really only you could give them, Hashem asks you, how happy are you with me? How appreciative are you with me? What you deliver, what you don't deliver, it's not that important. You have to deliver. But if you cannot deliver, I don't need your service. And Titzdak Matitel said, if you're going to be righteous, so what you're putting on film, so what you're putting on Shabbos, so what you're eating kosher, so what? But how do you view me? And this is in Machshavah. So it comes out when I'm standing up before Rosh Hashanah, and I have a tribe. Hashem has to decide what he's going to give me next year. Does it pay to invest the other year? On what am I focusing? On my acts, of my activities? What I delivered in my deeds? Or how was my commitment, my dedication, devotion, my excitement, my happiness with Hashem? And you say every morning, Ashreinu, Atev Chalkeinu, Manoim Gerulainu, Mayofi Rishaseinu, Shemashkivim Umarivim, love Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for everything, for all my pain, for all my difficulties, even for my sins. Say thank you. Are you really meaning it? So we have a trial. Question: what are you preparing? Are you preparing for your activities, or are you preparing for your intentions, of your commitments? Now, if I could hire the best defensive lawyer, I would have the Levi Yitzchak ben Berdichev. I don't think it could be a better snager, a better lawyer than Levi Yitzchak ben Berdichev. It's come, I'm going to defend you. I'm going to stick up for you. And I know how to do it. I know how to do it. The Sultan is very much afraid of me. I will defend you. And he will tell me, listen, all your bad deeds, all your limitations, all your stupidities which you have done, you fell through here, you fell through there, I could defend you. I have all the defenses. You went to sugar, you went crazy, you were never happy with it to begin with, you obviously regenerated yourself. But one thing I cannot defend you. Why were you not happy being Jewish? Why were you not happy that you could give something to Hashem that only you could give? What can you give to Hashem? What can we really give? And if you don't even take time, what can I really give him? And that actually was, I illustrated this, two possibilities, this perfect active person, but nothing in his mind, and a limited person who couldn't deliver anything, but he had good intentions. That actually is the illustration of Noach, Tzadik, Tomim, and Avraham Avinu. Noach was a full practicing person, Tzadik, Tomim, total, delivered everything. But his Ish Adama, he didn't feel that he could give something to Hashem, but Hashem needs to be given to. He was Avraham Avinu, totally handicapped, raised as a Ben Terach, Oved Avodah Zarah, and he himself was indulged in Avodah Zarah in the beginning, says the Rambam. And he took a commitment. I care for Hashem. What can I give you, Hashem? Not what you could give me. Nech was busy. What can you give me? I got all the mitzvahs, all the chumras. You know, you're making business with Hashem all the time. Give and take. You know, you give and you want immediately the return. Avraham Avinu is not considering himself at all. I'm not existent. I go to the Kivshah, I go to the five furnace, I give up Olam Haza, I give up Olam Haba. Can I give you something? What can I give out? Now, we know Avraham Avinu was called Odom Godol Banokin. He was called a giant. He was a giant man. Odom Arishon was obviously in the before you sent, he was a giant. He embraced the world. The same type, and he lost it after he sent. He was demoted to the size as we are today. So Toshas like a Pecho reduced him. Because he gave up of his greatness. He couldn't capitalize on his greatness. Here comes Avraham Avinu, absolute nobody. A father of Avodah Zarah, he himself too, and he gets the title of Odom Rishon God before he sent Odom Godol Banokim, the great man. He's a giant, embracing the world. Bishvili Nivrat, world have been created for me. This title has not been given to Yitzchak, and not been given to Yaakov. Although we know that in practice, Yitzchak Yaakov was much bigger than Avraham Avinu. We don't see in Avraham Avinu any chazals that he had such a great accomplishment in Avoida as Yitzchak, in Torah as Yaakov. Yaakov was Midas HaTiferes, he got the name Israel. Bechira Ovois, he was the cream of the crop, was Yaakov Avinu. Yitzchak was totally belonging to Hashem. Oile to me, he's like his ashes in front of Hashem. He's almost non-existent. But still, they didn't get the title. Odom Godel Banokim. They're not a great person. They're not giants. And Avraham Avinu got the title Odom Godel Banokim. Why? The answer is, godless greatness is not measured what you do, what you give, because you give nothing. If you give, Hashem made you to give. Hashem empowered you to give. There's nothing you could give. Godless is measured how much responsibility you take on yourself for the world, that you care for Hashem, what can I do for you? That's godless. Hikir is Boyra, Chesed, Shem is Chesed Im Koin, what can I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And what can you really give? I'm still in the introduction. I'm still in the part of introduction. You know, to deliver the answer. And the answer is, Hashem says to us, Imre Lofona, Malchi Yishetam Lekulet, please coronate me as a king. I need you to coronate me as a king. Why do you need me? What will happen if I call you king? Will there be any change in you? Absolutely not. The Goyim says, Kelashem Amlucho Umoyshe Vagoyim. King, she belongs to Hashem. But by the Goyim, Hashem is a Moshe, is a ruler, is a dictator. Is there any difference between a Moshe and a Melech? Between a king and a dictator? There's absolutely no difference. Both have total power, total possession, total ruling, total control. Nobody could disobey them. They have everything in the world. So what's the difference? You call him Moshe a ruler or you call him Melech? It's all how we perceive him. Do I look at you as my ruler? I have no choice. I'm stuck with you. I'm afraid of you. And therefore I have trial. What are you going to do with me? So Hashem is a ruler. And as a ruler, there's two. There's Hashem and there's a you. There's a him and there's a me. Or you are Hashem, I don't exist. Take me, do with me whatever you want. Give me pain, kill me. No matter, I need the I, which I have, I dedicate and devote them to you, and it belongs to you. Do with me, but I have no personal worries whatsoever. I don't dictate anything to you. I'm not worried what's going to happen tomorrow. What could happen? Whatever you do, it's perfectly okay. You want to liquidate me? You want to erase me? Akedah Sitzchok? You want to go back off your promise? Kibitzu Kozora? Fine, as long as that's what you want, I have no desire. I have no expectations. I do have. I do daven, and I do need. It's not because you told me to. If you wouldn't have told me to daven and to do ishtadlus and to be normal and try to get what you need, I wouldn't dare to do it. I wouldn't come to tell you what you should do with me. Ani ledoyde. I belong to you. You're my king. It's a privilege for me to be nullified to you. Nullification, there is no Ani. There's only one. There's only Hashem. There's no two. There's no Hashem and me. If I do everything Hashem tells me because I have no choice, he's my ruler, and I'm afraid of him. There's always two. There's a him, there's me. There's somebody who to try. There's somebody who to judge. He's trying me. Did I do my job or not? I say, you know what? I don't exist. I belong to you. You want to put a trial against yourself? If you get attached to Hashem, cleave to Hashem. How do you do this? But not worrying what's going to be tomorrow. You know, the parsha that we read in this week in the fellow is very relevant for preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So in parsha Shoftim, which is usually the first Shabbos of Chodesh Elul, sometimes Chodesh Elul himself, there's a pasuk Tomim Tim Hashem Elokecha, be whole with Hashem, become one with Hashem. How do you become one with Hashem? So Trashe, his halakha bevet mus, walk with Hashem a whole way, but it's up and low. Look only out for his interest, not for you. You don't exist. Don't want to know what's going to be tomorrow. Totally disinterested. I don't care what's going to be tomorrow. Why don't care? Because no matter what the tomorrow will bring on you, the kabbalah between us, I'm accepting because that's what you want. I want it. You want to kill me? Kill me. I'm going to die. For us, when you reach that level, that you became one with Hashem, became a whole with Hashem, that you don't even worry for tomorrow, you became really one with Hashem. So who is Hashem going to put on trial? Whatever he's going to do for you, he's doing it for himself, because I don't exist anymore. I'm totally yours. And when is there a time that we could practice this devotion, if not before Rosh Hashanah, that here is my trial, here everything that's going to happen is dependent on this day, and you don't even worry about it. You don't say one word to Rosh Hashanah about yourself. You don't pray for you. You don't do tshuva. You don't confess. Timloch atan avadecha. You're the only king. I don't exist. Whatever you want to do, do with me. That is the Rebbe Batuchi. Why I'm so confident? Because there's nothing what to lose. Whatever you do is fine. Can it be lost? Can it be lost? And therefore, the shofar has a double message. Shofar serves both. There's a guy, as I said, you talk to me too high. I'm a knee, I know what I want, and I'm very much afraid. I don't want a repeat of last year. I want to make a good shidduch, I want to have a good wife, I want to have good children, I want to have panosa, I want to be healthy. Come on, don't kid yourself. Okay? So therefore, okay, then do tshuva. Be busy, put in a hole, and cry. Maybe you got to chisel out your hammer out to deal with a Kodesh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah. Are you so confident? You did last year too, you did 2 years ago. You always go back on your promises. How are you so sure? So shofar has this message too. Shofar is charodo, tremblance. I talk a shofar, I'm lo yichrodo. So we blow chodesh el shofar, and the sultan is very happy. Ah, you're afraid, right? You're doing tshuva. I'm also doing tshuva. I have a better memory than you. It's very confident. Doesn't get confused. But shofar also has another message, such a deep message that the sultan doesn't even know about it. Totally beyond him, coronating Hashem. Imre Lufona Malchus, Hashem says, comes Rosh Hashanah, I know there's reason to be afraid. Fine, put it aside. Don't care what's going to be with you. Care what's with me. Had you accepted last year everything which I've done to you, had you used it to make me king? Or you used it, unfortunate, had no choice, I'm very unhappy. Means you accepted the last year as a Moshel. On except chol moedecho, which actually says aloha, chol moedecho, chol mida shemoedeloch, anything Hashem is measuring up for your pain, after moedeloch, thank him very, very much. Thank you, Hashem, thank you. You know what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing for me. Why did that damage? You told me to damage. You wouldn't tell me to damage, would never damage. That's the confusion part. So here I'm coming in for the next Rosh Hashanah, what's going to be the coming year. So you ask myself, Hashem, what we can ask you? What did you do with your past year? The past you have a whole list of sufferings, a whole list of troubles. What do you do with it? Look, God, don't be so fussy anymore, but don't be so tough, I got the terrible last year, have a little pity on me, give me a better year. So I'm a Moshel, I'm a ruler. There's two. Hashem is not Melech HaKol Oret. He's not Melech, he's a Moshel. So, okay, Hashem's got to put it. Do you deserve it or not? And that's the shofar of Tshuva. The shofar of Tshuva. But you say there's something else. Even for the makarit b'mab b'shofar, with the shofar. What is shofar? Where did the shofar originate? This is the keren of the ayin, as the ram's horn, which Avraham Avinu volunteered to slaughter the ram instead of Yitzchak. Where Hashem never asked of him that. Did Hashem ever told Avraham Avinu to slaughter the ram? Hashem says, take your only beautiful son and v'alei le'oilo. And elevate them for a thing. So what does he do? He does it like very happily. He does it very nice. But the last minute, Hashem says, "I'll teach you what." No, it was only a test. Don't touch him. What should Avraham Avinu do? Wonderful. Make a party. Take it off the altar. Take him off. Make a big party. Baruch Hashem, you have the cake and eat him too. You went to Misrael. You went through. Plus, if you make a big party. Oh no. Avraham was devastated. Hashem, why do you reject my korban? Why do you reject my thing? Why? Wasn't I sincere? Wasn't I really happy giving you back Yitzchak? On Rosh Hashanah, we have two kriyas, two learnings. The first day we learned Hashem poka the Sora, Hashem gave Sora Meri Yitzchak. Yitzchak was nifkatan on Rosh Hashanah. Great, I got Yitzchak. The second day we learned, Chaneh, give him back. For Avraham Avinu to get a Yitzchak and give back a Yitzchak, the same thing. I'm happy to get a Yitzchak because you want me to give a Yitzchak. I'm just as happy to give him back if you want him back. But Hashem stopped it. No. He says, was there anything wrong in my sincerity? Didn't I deliver Yitzchak back with the same happiness, giving it back the same happiness? as I got him, didn't I? So why do you reject my korban? He was devastated. He didn't depart. He left, by the way, who made it one step before. Shem says to us, what is our patent? And the shofar has a double message. First is charodo, shtuva. Well, that's what the sultan wants to hear. That's what he hears. But when he hears twice, he didn't know what the second shofar is. The shofar is a second message. Imre fonai malfius, karnet mizah king. What does it mean? Take all your back problems which you had and appreciate. Say, I said, thank you that I could show and demonstrate my love to you under this terrible, terrible pain which I have. Thank you. Zichroinas, shiyala zichronechem lefonai da toivah. Your memory should come off. Which memories? That's the broch of Zichroinus. The broch of Zichroinus, memories. Which memories? Akeidas Yitzchok, Hayom Berachman Tizkor. And remember the Akeidas Yitzchok. Why do we call him Akeidas Yitzchok? Why don't we call him Oilas Yitzchok, Hayom Berachman Tizkor? Hashem didn't say to tie him, Akeido. Hashem said, Vehaleilo Oilo, elevate him. Put him on a mizvah, elevate him. So we said, Oilas Yitzchok, Hayom Berachman Tizkor. Why we call it Akeidas Yitzchok? The answer is, who requested to be tied? Yitzchak. Yitzchak and Avram go together, they go together happily, we have a schuz to give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need a doidi. Thank you, Hashem, that you're accepting my body, accepting my life. Thank you, Hashem, that the privilege of going to the gas chambers to be burned for you and to become one with you. I gave my total and knee up. There's nobody who to try, nobody who to judge. I need a doidi. I'm making you king. How? Because when you went both together, Yitzchak and Avram, to do it, but then Yitzchak says to his father, Daddy, you know, I'm still a boss of Adam. I'm still human. In my mind, I'm so excited and devoted and willing and privileged to give myself over to you. But I'm still a human being. I have my limitations, as all of us have. And I'm afraid that the last moment, when I'm going to see that knife coming to my throat, I'm going to tremble. And if I tremble, I'm going to pass on the shechita. The shechita will become non-kosher. And that's the last thing which Chas Hashem about, that I shouldn't be accepted as a kosher korban. Please tie me. I shouldn't be able to pass on my korban. I know my limitation. Tie me in advance. That's what Hashem appreciated. Hashem told, give me a nisayon. Haleilo oila. That's all. Comes Yitzchak and in Avram Avinu, both of them, and they're adding to the minimum of what Hashem requested. Yitzchak says, please tie me. Time I acknowledge my limitation. And I'm not going to come a point and say, Hashem, this is too much, the pain is too great. Time in advance, I shouldn't be able to pass on myself. And therefore, many times in our minds, we're really devoted and fully dedicated and willing to give ourselves over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to the mindset, you know, we're limited. So you take in advance and tie yourself to make sure that you should be able to go back on your devotion. That's a kedas Yivraham Rachmi Tizkor. That's the dish which Yitzchok added to the what Hashem had not requested of him. And Avraham Avinu goes through the same parsha. The last moment Hashem tells him, don't touch him, don't shecht him. It was only a test. He was devastated. He leaves Yitzchok tied on the altar. He says, how can I express my devotion, my feeling? How can I experience my actual feelings slaughtering my child for Hashem's sake? It's a privilege for me to have that pain and to give it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael said, when he leaves us, he sees this ram. It's tangled up there in the tunnel. Where did the ram came from? So then Chagam will put this in practice, a very beautiful thing. You know, the Mishnah says, a sorot vorim noivri ben ha-shmoshes. 10 things were created. I've got twin lights, no day night. Hashem finished the whole Bria, Yom HaShishi. But the last second, the twin lights, 10 things came into existence. What is it? Says the Maran, what Hashem created all happened in the 6 days. But those 10 things was created by partnerships. Hashem saw the future of man's devotion, and therefore Hashem acted based on the man, and he created it. Hashem said that Avraham Avinu would like to get a substitute korban, that he should be able to experience the actual pain of slaughtering a son. So Hashem produced him a ayil, which was created in Ben Hashmosesh. This is his son. If he wouldn't be so anxious to be able to experience the pain as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving up our son, Al would have never been created. The Isa saying of a lift says, you know, Al Achaz, oh, this Al came into existence right now for that. The Yikachas Al, he took the tramp, Valelo Elo Tachas Mano, he slaughtered the stead of his son. Says the Medrash, everything which he did to the Al, says, you know, Sukir and Shechev, and he actually went through the motions, he was crying, he felt his Shecht in Yitzchak. By the way, Yitzchak at the same time was laying on the altar, tied. He saw that he's being slaughtered. They both experienced the emotional being slaughtered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to the mystical stuff because I don't know it myself, but if you want to be confused, I'm going to tell you something. No, Yitzchak had no match. Rivka was born at the Kedah. His future wife was born at the Kedah. Why not before? Because before, he was the wife of Hashem. He was Nishmas Nishma. He had a female Neshava. Because he belonged totally to Hashem, and a female cannot have other, we, you know, we're not gays. So he didn't have a partner. But when he shecht, when Yitzchak shecht, Avraham Avinu shecht the ayin, the neshama of Yitzchak went into the ayin and actually slaughtered the neshama of Yitzchak. He gave back the neshama of Yitzchak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem replaced a new neshama duchra of a male, and therefore the partner was born, Rivka was born at that time, therefore he got Rivka at that time. It's actually Avraham Avinu actually shechted Yitzchak. Yitzchak felt is being slaughtered, being tied still on the Kedah. Now, was this requested of Hashem? No. That's our devotion, our dedication. It's a privilege for me to give my life over to you. It's a privilege for me to suffer for you. And if Hashem already asked for me a suffering and then he takes it back, I have to think twice. Why? I'm not worthy to deliver Hashem this gift? So it comes out the Kedah was done by Yitzchak. The idol was done by Avraham Avinu, and that's the ram of the shofar. So when I take Rosh Hashanah, this shofar, in a blow, means identify myself with Avraham Avinu, and identify myself with Yitzchak, with Akedah, that I'm also willing to tie myself to counter and to restrict and to protect my human limitations for your sake. When Hashem gets that message, Hashem says, well, you're part of me then. You gave yourself over to me. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Chazal, the Zohar Kodesh says, Miyachi kol shofar olir ma'amin, the voice of shofar goes up in heaven, Malkosh Baruch Hu omid v'kis ha'din, gets up on the throne of din, v'yoch v'kis ha'rachmim, all the Elohim v'truo, we rise Hashem with the truo. So no wonder the Sotan gets all mevulbal, he gets all confused. He says, I'm preparing you all the sins. The sins are non-existent, there's nobody who to try, there's nobody home. Hashem says, you want to try me? He's a part of me. They become converts. Don't become about Shuvah Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah have to become Gerim. A Ger means Ani L'doyga, belong to Hashem. When you belong to Hashem, there's nobody who to put it on. Ger Shekin, this guy, Kokot Rosh Hashanah, he was just born now. He's a newborn child. We have, therefore, we say, Chazal tell us that every Yontev, we make of Korbonos, he says, we craft them Oil El Hashem. He craft them. The offering. Or Rosh Hashanah should be a Sisan Oil El Hashem. A Sisan. You should make. You recreated yourself. Rosh Hashanah, we are new beings. We are new creations. But all of this has to do in your mind. It's not in Maisa, not in act. In act, you do tshuva, crying, praying, shofar, charoda. That's deeds. That's doy deliver niloy. That's in that. That's the creation of physical creation, of the actual creation. But Rosh Hashanah is the thoughts. Are you Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you making Hashem king? How? How do you accept yourself and how do you accept Hashem what He's doing to you? Everything which you went through during the year, all the hardships, how much thank you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because Avraham Avinu couldn't depart from this terrible pain of slaughtering his own son, and Hashem saved him in the last moment and said, no, I don't want to save from that. He went valiantly to go through the experience of the pain. It's mamash, as the Aloha says, every time you say Shema, you know what the Aloha says? When you say Shema, you want to become one with Hashem, that's called Yichud, Yachad, Yachad Hashemi, to unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to imagine, going come to you, and they come and there's a big fire, Tilev HaShemayim says, and you're willing to get burned. I'm privileged to be burned for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they ask me, the steps is, no, why don't you accept me? That's what's Avraham Avinu. You know, there's a Chazal, Sora died on the Kedah. Why? So came the Oik, came to me to Kamachelo Nishchat Yitzchak Parcha Nishmos. The Poshav Shad came to tell me Yitzchak was almost slaughtered. As she heard Yitzchak was slaughtered, she passed out. a mom hearing his only one son Yitzchak is slaughtered, passed out Parchon Shmosa. So the Medayik should have said Kemat Shenishchat Yitzchak Parchon Shmosa. Almost. Why Kemat Sheloi Nishchat? And they say Sheloi Nishchat Parchon Shmosa. She couldn't take the pain. Why Yitzchak was not accepted? She said Yitzchak was rejected. She couldn't take it. Why was this? Something wrong with me? In my intentions? I'm not fully devoted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when we take the shofar and we blow the shofar the first time, yes, tshuva. If we blow the second time, asher hom yudis ruach, when we understand what the truth delivers, you identify yourself with the shofar. Kabbalah is surim behavah. You take all your past. Hashem, I'm privileged. I go through so much hardships to show it. Here I love you. Here I make you king. You know what your tachkarach is. I'm accepting everything. So there's nobody who to try. You're gone. You were first born. So of course the Sotan gets all mivabla, gets all confused. So he doesn't know what to do with all the sins, because all the sins are being converted now into mitzvah. So what does he do? Throws them into the river, gets rid of him, as you do tashlich Sunday afternoon. And that's our confidence. So now we the whole month of Elul, we say Anila Doyle, my focus is not what's going to be with me, what's going to be with Hashem. How did I accept Hashem? You have to do true or one. I want to tell you something which probably you heard it a little bit, and I'm taking it. We got this year. I think this Rosh Hashanah, the upcoming, is going to be very special year, hopefully, because if it doesn't make it now, I don't know what Hashem has to do still to convince us that something is wrong with us. Hashem gave us two knockouts, two real knockouts. One by Gashmias, one by Ruchnias. What is a knockout? Mantiska is Mtseitzchum Eretz Mekal Mecha. You remember leaving Mitzrayim all your life. You have to be in a process all the time leaving Mitzrayim. What does it mean? How do you leave Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim means Koichi Vaoitzim Yodi Oso Lies Achailaze. Independency. No matter how much. Whenever you feel that you could exist a second without Hashem, there's two. There's Hashem and there's you. There's independency. That's also the Mishnah's head. He wants to be independent. He said to us, I want to stand on my own feet. What is coming out of Mitzrayim? Throwing yourself on Hashem's slabs. I don't care what's going to be. Lechticha, Chabayu, Yisrael, Yisrael. You can't coronate Hashem except Hashem is doing you when you still hold on to your independency. You have there's a me. But if Ani Ledoid, you gave the Ani totally up, I don't care what's going to be with me, that's a Chutzias Mitzrayim. And this is our avoider. We have to know, and just take it literally, Mashiach will not come until you don't surrender to Hashem. He may come. Hashem will take the you of you in a different way. Well, it took him a 6 minute election. That's what the Yekorah says. When a Jew is being killed just because he's a Jew, he made it home. He became one with Hashem, but not by his own choice. Hashem took him back. So Hashem says, please, don't let me sanctify you. Sanctify yourself. Eventually, we have to become one. You're part of me. You have to come back to me. And I beg you, come back with me on your own. Give up surrender. Give up your koich v'oitzim yodah. And come. And therefore, when you're coming out of Mitzrayim, you're making Hashem melech. Hashem melech hakol ha'oretz. So what did Hashem do? This war which you have today in the north, in the Galil. Okay. Hashem gave a knockout. Is any normal person could stay koich v'oitzim yodah? And it's even a secular guy. You could depend, you can rely on the Jewish, on the Tzavala Haganah Israel. What kind of army? You couldn't stand up a whole month against a few terrorists. A million people are shoving around from place to place, misplaced, knocking. And where are you today? As you were a year ago, the same thing could happen any minute. Could erupt again. It's not only Israel. It's America. I mean, this is Shmuel, who is representing Hashem, Goy, Gamis. L'shimol shematichu is a pair of Odom. He's an Odom. What is Odom? Odom means that you're a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, we want with Hashem. But he's a wild man. He can't deliver in a positive way or negative way, but he's doing it. So this war actually knocked out the whole arrogancy of Koich V'Oitzim Yodah, which Israel ever had in the 58 years of experience of war, strong number one army in the world. Where is your army? Doesn't mean everyone gets the message. You're still making Vadat Chakor, who is that? For everyone's faulting everyone. So don't be fool, I fault Hashem, everything was done by Hashem. Everyone is angry at everyone. Be angry at Hashem, he did the whole thing, to show that you're not Balabos. That was the Koich V'Oitzim Yodah in the physical. So Sasema says that the person has to, in Ruchnias is also a Koich V'Oitzim Yodah. If a person thinks that he could make 1 centimeter advancement in Ruchnias without Hashem's direct help, is a big mistake. Hashem wouldn't help you, can't do. There's no way that you could fight your Yetzer Hara. So obviously you did fought Yetzer, you got it right, so because Hashem helped you. And if Hashem helped you, so why don't you go for the whole thing? Why do you limit yourself? Do you see yourself being Moshe Rabbeinu? You think it's going to be a villain of God? No, because I know my limitations. Limitations, of course everyone is limited. If it depends on you, you can never become it, but it depends on Hashem. Why don't you ask Hashem? And you become what Hashem wants you to be. So, I'm a Monsiite. I'm very prejudiced. I lived for 45 years in Monsi. And I claim there's no place in the world as a place as Monsi. No place in the world. In Monsi, you see people live in harmony, all types of Jew, no discrimination, in peace, in harmony, no machlokes. They have over 200 shuls, yeshivas, and everyone lives and lets live. Very beautiful people, Tamidei Chochma, all kinds of different people. And here Hashem gave us a knockout. Hashem gives no kach v'atzmeh. We can't be secured. There is a person who is a well-to-do person, an Ashken, a community, the chairman of an institution, of important institution. He himself is a daf yom shir, and he's about filah shon yom kippur. Lends every Shabbos in the shul. Very prominent person. He happened to be in the meat business, in the wholesale meat business, the retail meat business, and has been blown up to us Pashas Kiseitz in the first week of Elul. It almost 10 years he was feeding Klalisa with Nevelis and Trefis. Goyish meat, no slaughter, no zart, nothing. Nevelis and Trefis. And once it looked like Erev Pesach, he would have kasher in Kalim kitchens, knocked out. Here he had also a million Jews, knocked out their kitchens, going around. And we got also, here was 4,000 Katushas, so we had a few thousand Trefis meats in our kitchens, knocked out our kitchens too. I mean, two weeks ago, my brother made a chassan of a grandson, Yeshiva Spring Valley. It looked like a sholem zocher. It was paper plates and fish. That's all what it was. Of course, they had to kasher the kitchen, which in the best tashgocha, choshes the rabbi, good mashgiach. Unbelievable. Simple, unbelievable. If we can't grasp it. What happened here? Chazal tells us, Kuzboku is watching the behemtom shel tzaddikim. The animals of tzaddikim is Hashem watching, the shin bin yichshal. He, Tzadikim himself, had to eat. There were old people who went through the camps. They cried like babies. Says, in the camp I never ate treif. And here I eat treif. Rosh Hashanah night I ate a shtikl nevela. Erev Kippur eating nevela. I mean, can you imagine? It's beyond the human mind's grasping. The answer is, Hashem gave us a message. There's no koich v'yitzim yodi. If you don't come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, Hashem, where did it come from? Where had it originated? And I don't tell you. I mentioned Parshas Shoftim, which is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Tomitim Shem Elokechem. Vesach Karach, don't worry about your judgment. You're going to worry about after Rosh Hashanah. We're going to do tshuva. And soon we're going to explain. In Parshas Kiseitz, there is a Parsha, a mitzvah, which is called Betzoyer Yomayr. It's a whole Parsha, a little Parsha. A whole. The Gemara says this Parsha never exists, will never be. Technically, it cannot be practiced. Why does Hashem give us a whole issue of that? Droy shekabel schar. Learn it and derive a message and get rewarded. What is it? There's a 13-year-old child entering into his bar mitzvah. He takes money only from his parents. Wouldn't steal money from the state. He's not a ganav. If he takes money from his parents, he's not a ben soyimoyer. He's a ganav. He's a laugh. He takes money only from his parents. His parents probably forgive him. He buys meat and wine only kosher, with a good hechsher. If he eats treif, he's not a ben soyer moyer. He's not a ben soyer moyer. He's a variant. He's not a ben soyer moyer. It doesn't fit that message. What does he eat? Only the day where you're allowed to eat. There's no fast there, even the rabbonim. If he eats in a fast day, he's a variant. Over the day he's not a ben soyer moyer. Meat to kid to this child is medagdik b'mitzvahs, a machmi with kasheri mitzvahs. What is his problem? Zoro v'soyer. He rests. Drinks, enjoys himself. When any Shiva Bekler doesn't listen to us, the parent says, hey, don't be indulging in eating, enjoying. He says, how can you bar me from somebody the Torah doesn't bar me? The Torah allows me to eat. I'm makpid aloch and everything. I say brochas, everything. So they take him to the Beis Mishnah, so they warn him. So the Torah, we have to stone him to death. The caller, oh, Mishma, everyone has to listen to this message, we should become fearful. It's a message for me. Everyone, you got a message from the Torah, become fearful. You ba'av to aro mikirbecho and eradicate, erase this terrible ideological concept of Benzema from yourself, because you may also harvest this bacteria for Benzema. What is he doing? What is he so wrong? Zog the Ramban, he was over and Kodoshim to you, Kadoshat Mamutelach. He was over, be holy, sanctify some permissible thing. Don't be a novel Bershusa Torah. Don't be a disgusting person in the parameters of Torah, without violating any law, but you still be disgusting. But if I eat tray, if you're not disgusted, you're stupid. You're committing suicide. If you're a Chal Shabbos, you're not called novel. Again, you're stupid. But you know to watch. This child is getting up on mitzvah. He's excited. He's taking down ideologically Torah mitzvahs. Halachas, he's watching. Very obeying child. But said, that's all what I'm taking. More than this, I don't want. What belongs to me, I keep for me. I want a fresh. I want my enjoyment. How can you tell me not to? Eating matzah on Pesach, I eat it with the kavonos of Arizal, with all the kavonos. I'm not going to eat treif, but eating pizza Wednesday night, that's bad, it's kosher, make a brocha. I'm going to eat as much as I want. You can't tell me no. So the Rabbani was over Kadoshim to you. Therefore, you're the authorities of that Hashem. Look what the future of this philosophy or this ideological. I'm going to be a nice modern Orthodox Jew to the teeth. But beyond that, let me enjoy myself. I don't have to take Hashem in consideration 24 hours a day. Zog the Torah where it's going to end up. He's going to rob people, kill people. So Hashem says, Yom Zak, I let you die still. You didn't know this trend or anything. As the Chasam Sofer, if you kill him now as a child, because in the end he's going to kill people, give him a death penalty, what the killer gets. A killer gets saif, sword, which is the easiest misa. Why do you give him skila? The answer is, if you ideologically do not accept condition to be holy, where you end up, you become a rabbi ben avot, you become like this person, with no guilt, feeding thousands of people, Lakewood all over, meet the Velus and Trefus, without even any guilt. You could land Yom Kippur, you could down Kol Nidre and everything, Meshuggah. Totally, it's a Rav Melavot, he becomes a Hitler. Totally desensitized. Where it originated? From this final little thing that says, yes, wherever I'm stuck with you, I'm going to keep it to the teeth. I'm going to do tshuva. But beyond that, what do you want from me? In other words, you officially say, Hashem, I'm sorry, you're not my king, you're my ruler. I'm going to live by the rules. To make you king, you have to live above the rules. Give up something that belongs to you. And if you're not willing to make Hashem king, you end up being a roverman. When a person comes in, unfortunately, he has a tumor on his feet and it's cancerous. They don't treat the feet alone. That's easy to treat. You give radiation, chemo, it's gone. You go to the roots. Where does the bacteria have been harvested? If you don't clean it up in the roots, it's going to come back, reoccur all over the body. Well, we see a person, is makpid on mitzvahs, but not a kadoshim to you. You should know this is cancer, ubar torah mikirbecho, v'kol mishma v'yiroi. And that's what happens. So actually, what Hashem gave us in this match, what happened? Let's be honest. Are we kadoshim to you? Don't be novel b'rishus ha'toyer. Don't be disgusted in the permission of premises. Well, look, give me a good hershey, but let me enjoy myself. And you say, what's wrong with it? Why called novel? I tell you, I called novel. Imagine a husband and wife, very nice. The wife is a very nice, loyal wife. She prepares supper what her husband loves and likes and everything. Husband comes home from the coin or from work. He prepares a wonderful supper to the table. Everything done, everything set. And then she sits down at her table, she takes on all her hobbies that she loves, some ice cream, some stuff that she likes, and she sits in the corner and she treats herself. And her husband says, How about me? What do you want? Keep your mouth shut. I gave you food, I gave everything with you. Didn't I give you supper? Whatever it belongs to you, I gave it to you. This is your life, this is my life. Isn't that disgusting? If she doesn't cook all together, she's a schlepper. Well, too bad, you know. She's not disgusting. You have to do something about it. But if she knows she does what she's supposed to do, you can't tell it against her. But then she has a private life. I mean, totally separated. Yes, I do what I have to do. You're my ruler, but you're not my king. Sharing yourself. That's Kachas Mitzvah. And I feel, speaking up in the Torah, speaking the Haredi world, the Rifal world, there's no sensitivity to that message of Kodesh and Tiv. And therefore, Mashiach is not coming. Mashiach says, I could take the views of not keeping Tiramis and not davening, whatever. I know you're limited and you're limited, but where are your intentions? The Ani L'doidi, is the Ani totally devoted? Are you taking responsibility to make me king? And the minute when they, and unfortunately, this is what we see in our society all over, no Rav, no Mochiach, no Shiv would have the nerves to demand. I'm going tomorrow, I'm going to Berlin, I'm having a Shabbaton in Berlin for Russian Jews. Russian Shiva, call in Berlin. Yeah, it's Berlin. I'm going to take secular Jews and I'm going to give a lecture on Kodesh Shem Tiv. They're going to say I'm crazy. We shouldn't be taught in Kodesh Shem Tiv. That's the Torah, Mitzvah, Shabbos, you know, this and this. But you can't have Mashiach, and with that you're not making King Hashem. It's practical to be about you. It's practical to keep Torah Mitzvah, because that's a rule. That's a rule. You can't escape the fact. But this is not what Hashem is demanding of us. Hashem demands of being Avraham Avinu. And therefore, there's a medrash Eloch Dor She'em Boy Avraham Avinu. There's no excuse why. I have a good excuse why not to be Yitzchak, why not to be Yaakov. I can't deliver what they deliver. I need Mashiach for that. But I have no excuse why can't you be Avraham Avinu? You have no worse father than he had, the Terach. You didn't know worse than he did worship Avodah Zarah. But you took responsibility. I know I could make you king. I'm accepting. I need a doid. I'm willing to go in the fire furnace for you. That's the shofar. In practice, how do you do it? Just accept what Hashem is doing for you happily. That you know that Hashem will give you one extra ounce of pain, unless this is the price which you have to pay to make Hashem king. Measuring up for your pain. We have no havamina of the Beit Hashem. Where are we your happiness? Where are we so overjoyed that we are Jews? Hashem, I could give you a gift. This is our mission. And Hashem showed us that if you don't take it seriously, you don't make it as a long-range goal that you want to have at 20, that does not mean that Hashem doesn't want you to enjoy yourself. You are allowed to eat the pizza Wednesday night, but share Hashem with it. I'm saying the story because I explain it. I tell the story. Somebody came over to me a few weeks ago. He said, "But Tavi, you remember the story? I heard the tape from Rabbi Pinkus. Rabbi Pinkus says a story about you and him. You happen to remember that story?" He said, "What is the story?" He says, and I'm saying it now, that's a credit of Rabbi Pinkus. He was great. He accepted what I said to him. It's easy for me to tell it to him. I wouldn't tell it to myself. That's my lowness. So I was once schmoozing with him, I was talking with him, and he lighted up a cigarette. You heard that story? Yeah. He lighted up a cigarette. And I'm not smoking. I went off cigarettes already 45 years ago. I'm a big shot, you know. I can't even stand the smoke. So, of course, he lighted up a cigarette. His Rebbe was Yashu Ber, Soloveitchik, the Biskrof. He was also smoking. So the brisket the smoke. So I went, sat there, Shimshon. I'm not going to Dalek Alaluch, you are allowed to smoke. Not allowed to. There's a lot of discussion about it. Hey, I respect you. Obviously, you have rules that you're allowed to smoke. You have your psak, you have your smoke. I'm not going into that. But tell me, do you really feel that you deserve the cigarette? If you feel you deserve it, go ahead and smoke. Do you feel you deserve it? And he looked at me, got red. He said to me, got angry at me, threw away the cigarette. Of course I don't deserve the cigarette. That's what I had to say. Should you continue cigarettes? It's also not bad. Be red. Be angry. Do I deserve it? Think about it. When you eat chum, when you eat matzah Pesach night, you think, eat pizza. Good. But think about it. Hashem, where are you? Are you in the picture? I'm going to have a better mood. I could learn better. I'm teaching somebody. Or, Hashem, please, don't look at me. I'm embarrassed. I'm a little baby. I'm treating myself. I'm so embarrassed and eat it. Also good. But you're thinking about Hashem. But not to think about Hashem at all. Just go out and live and take and enjoy yourself. And take a musik, take a disc and there. Where is Hashem? Where is your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's avoiding Hashem. You know, you're too heavy on me. You know, too much. I learned to doubt. Okay? I need my space now. So means Hashem, you're nobody, you're disgusting, you can't stand my company. Do you demand it of you? Kedoshim Til is the ultimate. You can't make Hashem king. And if you're not taking on Kedoshim Til, then of course you approach Rosh Hashanah as a Baal Tshuva, not as a Ger. A Ger says, I'm giving everything up. If a Ger comes to converse, so why do you want to converse? It's so tall, so beautiful. How about Kedoshim Til? No, that's too much. Stay out. We don't need you. Give us everything. Give everything up. I'm coming into Rosh Hashanah Madin. I'm coming in as a Baal Tshuva. I'm coming in as a Ger. So Hashem gave us a parsha Kisaitz, which is the first week of Elul, teaches you the din of Tzoyer Yomoy. Look where it ends up. Look what Hashem showed us. Look, if you ideologically don't accept this concept of Kedoshim Til, look, there's no limit. Sof Melachtem and Sabrinas. A man could be in a community, a nice, respected Ben Torah, and feeding armies of Nevelis and Teufels. It's mind-boggling. But that just happened. Where it originated? Where is the bacteria originated? Lack of Kedoshim Til. What is the message to us? All of us. So somebody asked, so why Muncie? Well, if it would happen in Flatbush, of course they deserve it. But not Muncie, it would never happen such a thing. No, in Yira Kodesh Muncie has to happen. Oh, but there is also a lack of sensitivity of demanding of yourself Kedoshim Til. And there it happened. Because the Gemara said two things happened. By Amisa, which it should have not happened, Hashem made it happen to teach us tshuva. Tshuva liyochid, tshuva lirabi. To teach us tshuva liyochid, Hashem made David Melech Yisrael should fall in the trap with the Esh Yisish, Arayus with Batsheva. David Melech had no Yitzhar Hora, by the way. Libi Cholar Bekirbi. So Hashem also teach tshuva for every yochid that never trusts yourself. You could be a tzaddik as David HaMelech with no Yitzhar Hora and still fall in Esh Yisish. So he takes an example, David Melech. When is poor David Melech, what is his fault? That you want to teach me a lesson, David Melech has to go through that? That's a privilege. David Melech doesn't mind to serve Amisrael a lesson. And Egel Azov, the golden calf, we didn't deserve to make it. She wanted to teach us where we could stray. So who does he pick? A hard Nakoyim. Does anyone blame a hard Nakoyim what he did to Egel? Does anyone blame David Melech? Nobody blames him. So it's our fault. This was a teaching for us. Hashem took him as an example. Said if nobody should blame the community in Muncie. Hashem gave us an example. See the community in Muncie. You see what happened there? What happens could happen all over if you don't pick up the message. It's a privilege for us. Bekroi v'akodesh. Because Rok wanted to give us a knockout. There's no controversy about the Meruchnias. So what? How can I really secure myself? Take out to become Avraham Avinu. Everyone could become Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is dedicated, devoted to Chesed with Hashem 24 hours a day. Whatever you do, Hashem wants us to enjoy life, do it. But have Hashem in mind. And if you do this, you're Zeuche Bedin. The question comes, if you're so confident to Zeuche Bedin, and Avinu was thrown into the river, then Tashlich, we got rid of it, so why making gold balagan and selling some tshuva in Yom Kippur? Why are you making it? It's not my sin. The answer is very nice. I got rid of my sins, but where are they? You polluted the whole world. The whole world stinks. The whole world is polluted of our sins. And you said, you make Hashem king over in this garbage dump, in this landfill, in this garbage field, you're making him king? Let's clean up the world, the Sakan Oilam. So we come after Shishon, we got rid of sins, but now we have to make him sukkot, bring Hashem down, make him king. So we have to clean up the world. Clean up the world. Everyone knows his own sin, which he did. So everyone is looking for his own sins to clean it up. Not for me. I'm not doing it for me. I'm not going to be punished for that. It's all gone. I was born again. But the sins are still there. So come that everything which you say is a mitzvah. After such a Rosh Hashanah, that you took on Kedoshim to you, it's all tshuva me'ahava. So all the sin, therefore, you say 10 times al-chit on Kippur, because this time you say it's an other mitzvah. Every little of it becomes tenfold mitzvah. You know? You made a negative dollar, you make $10 out of it. Every time you say okay, you get all the dollar, you get the Navir, you get mitzvah. Therefore the Yitzhar is so petrified, he throws it in. But we go, we're taking it out. If we have such a process in Rosh Hashanah, we think accomplishing something. We make Hashem closer to become Melech HaKol HaOretz. Any question now? Do you want to say? Yes.
I don't separate myself from Hashem. I battle myself to Hashem. So how does a person it's one thing to want to give yourself across to a king. You choose the way in which you want to give your Yisrim Mahava. Yisrim is you didn't choose a form.
You have a choice how to accept this. If you make Hashem king, means Hashem, I trust you, do with me whatever you feel this has to be done, and I'm happy with you. So if Hashem gives you Yisrim, you shouldn't ask Yisrim because I have to do Torah mitzvahs. With Yisrim, we cannot do Torah mitzvahs. But if Hashem gives you Yisrim, say thank you very much, I'm accepting it anyway, I'm happy, you know what you're doing. So there's two ways how to demonstrate making Hashem king. By whatever Hashem does to you, or by you actively doing for Hashem whatever Hashem told you not to, you don't have to do it, I'm still doing it.
But you're building yourself up for disappointment because by doubting every day for health and wealth and everything.
No, because.
And then when it comes, Yisurim, it's exactly what you've been doubting.
We have to doubt not for Yisurim because we committed ourselves to do Torah mitzvahs. And we cannot do Torah mitzvahs if we have Yisurim. So then I say, by the way, I doubt, don't give me Yisurim, I should Torah mitzvahs. But if Hashem obviously didn't listen to me, means for you it's more important for me accepting you as a king than Torah mitzvahs. I'm very happy to do that. That's exactly what we do. Yes.
Rav, it's very easy to say all this on an ideal level, but to do this is literally impossible. This is a level of Avraham Avinu you're talking about, of the way at the Akedah and the way to give yourself to Hashem Nagat. Everyone wants to do that to Hashem, but to actually get down to the minute, you destroy everything that you built.
That's exactly the Akedah. We're talking now in the mind, in the concept.
But in the mind is worthless.
It's not worthless.
It's only if it's put into the practical that it means something.
You know, but why is it worthless? Because you don't feel you could deliver. Because I deliver. Ah, oh, there's an I. You didn't give yourself over. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just two questions. Firstly, practically, when you're in the middle of doing an Issa, and you're not like, you're aware of Hashem when you're doing, surely it's worse to do the Issa in front of the king than to try and...
When you're in the middle of doing Issa, knowing Hashem, actually, you're not doing anything, you're stupid, you're drunk.
Yeah, no,
that's what you're supposed to. Therefore, it's easy to do tshuva, because I never did intention to disavail, I became a sugar, I became crazy. Therefore, when we do tshuva, mitcharet, you read, because I came back to my senses, I come back to the real me. But this is all in Aveira. We're talking about taking on the commitment of Kadosh Mitzvah.
How come if we see that the saying is that the Ikh is Machshava, how come we see that so many, very few mitzvahs are Tali on Machshava?
The opposite. All the mitzvahs, my seers, could be done in 10-20% of your life. All the rest is in only Machshava. All the Rechechot Deyei, Kadosh Mitzvah is only Machshava. Everything what you do, what you drive, this and this, everything you're consulting, it's all in Machshava. That's all Machshava. Mitzvahs could be easy, obviously you could synthesize the Machshava with the Maisim too, with the Mitzvahs too. But if a person does a Mitzvah because they have to do it and done it, and after that, okay, I'm free, and you disconnect from Hashem, that's exactly our problem. With Hashem, you have to have a relationship. A relationship means a love relationship. 24, b'chol levav, b'chol nafsho, b'chol medecho. It has to be expressed on your face. You know, sometimes you have the man is all out space as well. You love? You love? Whom are you loving? You know? I'm loving Hashem. I have Hashem on the Shechel. It has to be all the time with you. Yeah.
Mr. Asperger, what should we daven for what kind of year? What kind of year should we daven for?
We have to daven for everything that you have to daven for the reason I want to deliver. I want to deliver mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. I want to deliver mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. To that you have to be a person, you have to be healthy, you have to have panosa, you have to be shivadas. Enable me to be able to deliver safta de ganecho, v'chul, v'chul, you're going to be able to do it. Hashem says, tishma mitzvah, so you're going to take on to the mitzvahs fully, and you're sincere about it, and going to enable you to be able to deliver the mitzvahs. So therefore we have to daven for that. And if I daven for that, because I want to deliver the mitzvahs, if for some reason Hashem had not listened to your davening, he says, no, I really want you to suffer. So it's obvious Hashem wants something different than mitzvahs. Instead of mitzvahs, just accept me as a king anyhow. Fine, I'm very happy to do it. Which comes first? The first. V'haft Hashem Elokecha. Kabbalah Samar Chushman comes first. There's no promises. We don't ask for anything personal in the first parsha. Love Hashem with all circumstances. That's my first, the first devotion to Hashem. After I did this, so Tishma Yitzhoyz, you want to keep Torah mitzvahs too. So then you have to ask Hashem. Give me the ability to do it. Now, there's times when Hashem demands of us Torah mitzvahs. How do I know? It enables us. Shlomo Melech, every place, every sits, you have the VM, you have Kiddush, you have Bessam Mikdash, you have everything. There's times that Hashem. The Gemara said when they took out the Rebbe Akiva Lariga, when they slaughtered him, they killed him because they teach Torah, right? So they took him away from Torah, took him away from Torah mitzvahs. So the Gemara, Keshetzi Rebbe Akiva Lariga, Zman Kriyishma Hoya. When Rebbe Akiva was taken out, it was a time Kriyishma. Shem demands of us, Mesir HaSnefesh, Kriyishim Tiyu. Avraham Avinu was keeping Torah mitzvahs. Listen very carefully, right? He did this and this and this and carefully. If Avraham Yitzchak was born, he was 37 years old, what did he do? Torah mitzvahs, learning everything. All of a sudden, Hashem said, go slaughter him. No more Torah, no more mitzvah. It's against the Torah, it's against everything. Huh? Hashem doesn't want no Torah mitzvah. He wants to give your life over. So, we are Rosh Hashanah. The main emphasis is Avraham Avinu. Avloich HaKorah, be king, Anila Doidi. We don't daven for a person thing. The Zohar HaKodesh says, when you daven Rosh Hashanah, ask things, give. Tzafchin kekalben, you bark like a dog. Huff, huff, give, 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 give. Don't you daven? So you bark like a dog? The answer is, if before he says, Shem, I don't care about me, Iker, I want to make you king, and I'm not asking anything for me, I'm asking only for you, the whole Shem daven is only for you. So he coronated me. So now, when you're asking, Shem, give me panosa, this and this, in order for him to live to the mitzvahs. But if you don't give yourself over to Hashem, you don't coronate Hashem, just give, give. This is barking like a dog. If somebody does tshuva, of a series of mitzvah Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah comes to be king, you're barking like a dog, because actually doing everything for yourself. Anila doidi, give yourself over to Hashem. Yes.
When a person says anila in space, what should his machshava be?
That what?
The Rav said that when a person says I need my own space, they want. When a person says I need my own space, that they leave Hashem out of the picture. So what should a person's machshava be when he does need his own space? And a person says, I need my space in the Beis Medrash. What should he say to himself?
I'm doing it for the Beis Medrash's sake. I'm not used to concentrate so long. I need my space. I have to take a walk. I have to jog. I have to take on a good kosher tape and to hear something, a music to stimulate my mind in order to be able to come and finish and learn better. So you also did it for Hashem. Hashem does not want from us that we should masochist and we should suffer. But it has to be justified for the right reason. When you go out, Hashem, I had enough of you, okay, I need a little bit of myself. And you are with yourself. And Hashem says, where are you now? Hashem wants a relationship 24 hours a day. B'chol levav, b'chol nafsh, b'chol medecho, why have a tefillin shel yad? My heart. Tefillin shel yad, my brain. The mezuzah, my entire home, everything with Baal Tobam, Shiftachom Avetzachom, Velechtachom Aderech, all the time. Vishnantam Levanecho, preach it, saying it, Ilitalmidim, what I'm doing now, Vishnantam Levanecho. You always bubble of it, you always scream it, you're always giving it out. That's it. That does not mean that you're not allowed to play basketball. If playing basketball gives you a better Seder after that, stimulates your mind to go to, you're doing it for the right reason. But if you're doing basketball because that is my hobby, and then you're getting tired, and getting heavy, and you can't learn, you took off a little bit, you know? So Hashem said, wait, wait. Once a lady asked me, Rabbi, it's so wrong to read a Goyish novel clean, you know, mufukar, you know, it's all screened. No, nothing wrong. Is anything wrong to read a Goyish novel? So it depends. You think the Shechina, the Hashem which is with you, will enjoy the novel? You're allowed to read it. But he says, Shemina, what you read this Oscar book and I read the novel, then we're going to meet again. So you're disgusting. Disgusting. We have to have a relationship with Hashem 24 hours a day. Enjoy, eat pizza, do everything, but have him in mind. That's all. Have him in mind, be embarrassed with it if you're a baby, or be grown up if you do something good with it, feed somebody. But have him in mind, don't be off, don't be disconnected. That's what it is. Yeah.
Rav, is there like a litmus test to find the right balance when a person feels continuously, you know, he's always going out, he's always coming in, you know, if you always use this lovely heter, you can find yourself not spending that much time.
So therefore you make Shema every morning, every night, and you think about it and dedicate yourself about it, the commitment, and then not to cheat yourself. True. Now, it's one thing, the concept of understanding it and committing yourself to it, and second thing, the other thing is to deliver it. Hashem knows he can't. You can't. A baby is not running at once. You learn. You fall back. You go up and down. But I'm committed. That's my goal. My goal is to have with Hashem a 24 hours relationship. If goes things good, you thank him, sing for him, tongues of bad, say Hashem, thank you. Know what you're doing. You remember one thing. I said a mushroom. You know, you could run the tape recorder on a battery. and you could run it a life currency, plug it in. What's the difference? The battery is also charged from electricity, but it gets weaker. You're not connected to the source of life. You could live with Hashem. You have a battery. You daven in the morning, you daven in the night, you have a dafiyah, which is to charge up the batteries, and after that you're on your own in business. But that time when you live on battery, you're not connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or you could have Dveikus Hashem, I'm connected 24 hours, I'm charging myself. Now what is the difference? In Tfilas Hameisim, in the resurrection, when we're going to come back alive, how much of the you comes back alive, how much you were connected to Hashem? How much you existed will be there as an existence, but not as a life. A man could come back in the age of 93 Hameisim, is a 3-year-old baby. The sketch, how much in the 90s were you connected to Hashem? A person could live very nice, the toilet meets everything, being connected 2 hours a day. After that, is disconnected, lives on a battery. Or be connected all the time. Eat the pizza, but connected with Hashem. So I have to go back. Have a civic table.